Good morning. We are reading in the book Sages Fruit Letters, page 111. You can ask questions at www.cab.tv. Selected questions at a relevant topic will be aired. Sages Fruit, page 111. Letters, page 111. My dear honorable students, your surprise at my zeal and dedication to the King's Valley, which I want to publish, is because he didn't understand me, because it's not for the King's Valley that I am angry about, only the abbreviation, the studies of Atzilut, which the ill will, the copying, ascribed it to the Ari. And in this abbreviation, he did two harms. One, he wasted the time of those who searched the heart for nothing and for fright, because the far that come closer to our ranks, it makes them wonder. And two, these words of the wise Rav, the wrote for the King's Valley in the writings of the Ari, by that he brings the mingling of the minds. And because my own time that was lost, I'm angry. And concerning that book, the author is a holy man, undoubtedly. We have to understand that he's writing about great Kabbalists, not about people who write today, who just feel like making some money or making some fame. There are people who understand more or less of where they are out of a good desire to disseminate the wisdom of Kabbalah. They have a drive for it. Perhaps they received it and didn't understand if they did receive it, if they did receive a permission from above. So there are all kinds. We remember from the book Bet Shachavanot, The Gatehouse of Intentions, how Bala Sulam was in dispute with Rashash, and Rashash is truly a godly Kabbalist. He was a giant Kabbalist. But up to a certain level, they agreed and were together, and from a certain level onwards, Bala Sulam could not avoid and could not hide that he was of the opinion that Rashash did not understand things. And it's not a flaw in anyone or anything as we think of it in this world. But what the soul is shown or not shown doesn't depend on the soul itself, because at the end of correction, of course, everyone will be shown everything. But according to the generation, according to the necessity, according to the general plan, each soul has its own role. And it doesn't point to the soul, but to its position with respect to other souls in the body of Adam HaRishon. So God forbid that we should ascribe what we're now hearing about our corporal attitude, our egoistic attitude. It's not the same approach or discernments that act here. They were all dedicated and had a strong inclination, like propensity, to disseminate and publicize what could help creatures discover the Creator. But all those things that we're now reading, and you see that 100 years ago, perhaps less, 80 or 90 years ago, how these things were still burning, alive. Today, it's barely existent. Who studies these things or other things today? And if there are a few, then there are just a few. There's no danger that others will follow these studies, like the King's Valley, the studies of Atzilut, and etc. So But from here we understand the extent to which we have to publicize, make known the name and works of Baha'u'llah Sulam and his books, and explain them as much as possible and as much as we can to bring them out to the eyes of the nation, to the eyes of the world, so they will not be confused by the same books that he writes about. Because in each of them there are flaws and confusions, perhaps not at our level, but they might still confuse a person to some extent. So, to date, Baha'u'llah Sulam's books are the only ones that are right. So, from reading these letters, we just have to understand how we have to bring the awareness to the world that besides his books and Rabash's books, there are no other suitable sources for us. But his words are built on the foundations of the Mahari, although he didn't understand, in my opinion, the words of the Ari. But the words of the Mahari, Ari Sruk, spread to all the holy ones in the land. This is because the Rabbi Sruk arranged them according to words that he heard from Yari, and hence he understood to everyone with a great attainment. He said they are great people, because the greatness of his mind and attainment of the Mahari Sruk is immeasurable, unfathomable. Hence, the author of the King's Valley too is relied entirely on its foundations, and with it all the Kabbalists overseas to this day. This is because of the questions in the words of the Rahu, that they are short and not in order. And this is one of the reasons I wanted to write things on the book arranging the Kabbalah of the Ari that came to us from the Rahu of Chaim Vital, who understood them as the Ari did, as the Ari himself testifies. And Mahari Sruk admitted it too. And I wonder about the Chida, who didn't understand to save the King's Valley from the questions of the Makor Chaim, which he didn't lie in the Kabbalah of the Ari, except he relied on Mahari Sruk, and this is the case with all the Kabbalists and authors from overseas. They are the ones who interpret the Ari in the closest way to his interpretation. And I think Mahari Tzemach too, and Maharash Paparash, Maharan Shapira, and Maharam Dilizano are all built on the Mahari Sruk, and why was he not angry at them? But as for me, I hope, God willing, to purify the words of the Ari without mixtures from the names and attainments other than that were mixed until today in these words in a way that it is agreed upon over time by all the great ones, and they won't have to be watered by other fountains. As he writes in a different place, that by attaining the soul of the Ari, there was no Kabbalist to understand the Ari since the days of the Ari to his time. And he is wondering about why I didn't bring the Rashash, why I didn't answer them, that the Rashash begins his book from the world of Nikodim, and I stand in the middle of Akodim. And besides some partial words in the Hashemesh, the sun, which belong to the five parts of him of Atzilut, none of these things were heard of him in these matters. The fact that we don't quite understand the principle of Tzimtzum Aleph, the Masach, the Ochozer, the reflected light, the oppositeness, the Masach and the Avyut, the middle line, Tzimtzum Bet, integration of Machut and Bina. Those who don't understand the whole picture, we're not talking about ourselves. I'm talking about a different degree of understanding, but because each part of creation contains the whole of creation. So, on the one hand, it seems to us that one who understands a part understands the whole. And then he's got some understanding about everything. It's true. But if he's going to explain the principles, it's not enough. He has to see the whole picture, and out of that, if he's already like the owner of the method, who opens another door into the depth of the method, then he must disclose it. He must discover it in its full stature. And what and his questions about the Purushim of the Ketel, you can tell him on my behalf that he doesn't understand the meaning there. Because there it speaks from the sphere of Ketel, which contains the 10 sphirot of Or Yashar and 10 sphirot of Or Chozer, reflected light, which is the inner Ak, which is the middle between Ein Sof and Absag Mabon. Except they were shown outside of it. They were exiled, kind of, outside of it. And similarly, in each Potsuf, there's the Keter, like the inner Ak, containing 20 Sfirot, for which reason they are called by the Zohar Chaf, which is 20 in Gematria. And the Etz Chaim says about it, Etz Chaim is Tree of Life, that you can call it Ein Sof or Neetzal, emanated, and both are the words of the living God. And I speak only from the Ketel, from the Ten Sfirot of Or Yashar, of direct light, which you cannot call only Ein Sof or emanator, and you cannot, or the other was emanated, not emanator. And you can't call it medium, and all the more so by some abstract name, and the root of the four foundations of Chubtum, Chochma Bina Tiferet Malchut, because prior to the appearance of the Sfira Bina, the Or Yashar, of direct light, there's not even a shorish, a root to the Kli, as I elaborated in branch one, where both the Kli and the power and the operator is from emanated. Everything, the Kli attains everything, the Pchina Dalet, and Pchina Dalet can discover what is in it from Bina, and from that it can, because by your actions we know you, from that it can, as a result of that, it can depict itself and depict its correction and about the opening of Igulim, he mixed my words after I divided them into two points by dividing the illumination of O Makif, which is from Ein Sof, and the inner light, which what the Igulim can receive for themselves. There, near Bchina Gimel, I explained the Opnimi, that this light that comes to them is called Opnimi, inner light, because it means that it comes to them from themselves, and it's called the light of the Rishimo. Meaning the Rishimo still has the power to draw and suck from the Ein Sof, but with a restricted illumination, which is therefore called the Rishimo, that's left after the great light from before the Tzimtzum. And I elaborated there. On the contrary, conversely, those who imagine that the Rishimo in every place indicates as though a part of the holy light was carved off and remains in its place after the departure of the light. This is a big mistake, since each light is connected to its root, attached to it, and extends from its root without any cessation for even a moment. Both the big light and the small light that remains after the departure, called Rishimo. In the Bchinat Dalet, I interpreted the Om Makif with these words. The Ein Sof shines from its place, and I mean that this light does not come with the quality of the place of the Tzimtzum, which is bounded and measured like the Opnimi. Moreover, it shines unboundedly and doesn't distinguish between great and small, which the emanator did for itself. And these matters are explained in Mavo She'arim and the Gate to Introductions in many places, and there's no difference between him and me, except in the understanding, but not in the words. Because I too say that the light of Hashemo is opening me in a light, but I explained it so it would not be misunderstood. And what he wrote, that it's not arranged for the desired goal, which is the intention, tell him that this is all of my intention in arranging the introductions in which many err. And each and every one builds a stage for himself. That's because the Ari and the Chul Rav Chaim Vital did not arrange things themselves. Hence, I had to explain my foundations in the meaning of the Ten Sefirot were most erroneous, seriously, and in the interpretation and the arrangement of the Potsofim of Ak, where most are seriously erring there. And after I explain the order of the Potsofim of Atzilut and the ascension of the degrees properly, then I'll explain the book Nahar Shalom, a river of peace, which was printed with great contradictions because they printed it without knowing the Rashash. And the matters were connected, and things that he said in childhood were compiled, and he himself disagreed with them, regretted them in older age. And if he had done that himself, he would certainly proofread it properly. But it's known that it's not he who composed it, but others stole it and printed it while he was not at home, and he regretted it. And I saw interpretations that were printed to explain his words, but their interpretations testify that they do not even begin to understand the Rashash. All but one book, Torat Chacham, the sage's wisdom, who attains a little bit, but it didn't understand the matters completely and straightforward. And God willing, all that will be explained correctly. But the method of the Rashash is against all of authors until today. Hence, I couldn't negotiate his true words before I show his true foundations with the teachings of the Tree of Life. And God willing, I'll disclose them in the near future. But we don't understand anything of what he's saying, and also the explanation that it seems to be given here about all these discernments and the difference between this Kabbalist and that Kabbalist. All of that is just half words. He doesn't write everything. There's a kind of restraint on his part, because there are still people who are connected to the Chidah and to the Rashash and to all the Kabbalists that acted in their place, where they all came from, and so on. So it's hard for him to say that only the original writings of the Ari are the truth, and only from this well can you receive the true wisdom, because the writings of the Ari too are not compiled correctly. And as he explains to us in a different letter, that they were compiled over three generations following the Ari, and they didn't have all the writings together, and perhaps this is why they didn't understand the whole of the wisdom of the Ari. Perhaps, maybe he doesn't want to say, put it differently. Who knows? But for us, until the Talmud HaSefirot came, which gives us all of the foundations of the Ari, we had no means to understand the words of the Ari correctly, making sure we wouldn't err. Now we could ask, what does it really matter for a person if, as Baal HaSulam writes himself in item 155 in the introduction to Taas, to the Talmud HaSefirot, that the important thing is to want to understand, because what do we understand from below upwards? But when you want to reach the upper one, you know, you just learn. And you want to be in it. And the desire is enough. It brings us the Om Makif, and the Om Makif opens up our Kelim, and we understand. So if that's the case, what difference does it make at which degree a Kabbalist was? Maybe he erred, maybe he didn't err in some place. Does it really matter for us? Although I wish I wish for us to be at the degrees where they were erring. They did huge work, and they reached Dvikut with the Creator. Dvikut is adhesion with the Creator. And the Dvikut and the kind of the clarity, clarifications, observations in the wisdom don't depend on that. They depend on the souls. Some souls come to clarify things and they achieve complete Dvikut and at the same time reach complete understanding. They're like their attainment and understanding according to the root of the soul. It's very deep. And some reach Dvikut and their root is not to delve in the heart of the matters which belong to a different organ of the common soul. And therefore, clarify what they can clarify. But very specifically, with respect to the general functionality, it seems like something incomplete, if not altogether mistaken. So there are all kinds here, many... Everyone has his own sentence. Let's continue. And I will also create references to everything I say in Panimiyot and Panimasbirot, because I added nothing to what is written and explained in the Eight Gates and the Tree of Life in Mavo Shearim, the inlet to the gates. And from the book Chefziba, My Desire Isn't Hurt, by the Rahu, I received some things, and from the rest of the writings of the Ari, I did not take anything as a foundation for fear of the purity of their owners over them. Much less with the Kabbalah of the first and the genius and anything else. These are hardly so. And my reference to the Ramban in his interpretation to the Book of Creation, I didn't bring it for the foundation, as a foundation for the wisdom, but as a foundation for the purity from corporeality, which the Rahu also brings. And for this reason, I also bring the Rambam. I found it necessary to elaborate on that, so you can reply anyone you need to, with wisdom and understanding. And the words of the wise are heard with peace. And God willing, I'll compile a glossary and reference so you can show everything. I've said we don't have that. Perhaps it started somewhere, but we don't have... references, we don't have the comparisons between all those Kabbalists that he mentions here who made such great efforts interpreting the Ari in his true manner as was open to each of them. But we don't have it, and we never go into these scrutinies and observations. I can't go and say Rashash was wrong the way Baal HaSulam says it. Who am I to say that the Rashash was wrong? To me, everything he wrote is absolutely holy. I don't reach the degrees where he errs in what Baal HaSulam says. I also don't understand, how can I understand except in my superficial mind? So I don't understand what Baal HaSulam writes about his mistakes. These are things that begin from such degrees that let's first attain them and then we'll see. Or even understand the questions. It's like the dispute between Koach and Moshe and the House of Shammai and the House of Hillel. I had that question in the blog too yesterday. It's a right line, left line, and the level they're in, it's as if both are right. But it's neither. And in Beit Shammai, the light expands from below upwards, and in Beit Hillel, from above downwards. These are two lines, right and left, and the midline has to be between them. This is man's work. That's why both are the words of the living God, coming from above. There's two guidances, and in between them, a person has to make the right combination, because these combinations... these guidances are in dispute only with respect to man, from man's perspective. Outside of us, there is no dispute. Besides man's corrupted kli, everything is in states of 1, 2, and 3 together in itself. So talking about Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel, the house of Shammai and the house of Hillel being in dispute in and of themselves. You always speak from the perspective of the receivers. So it's true that the force of judgment and the force of mercy are always opposites, because I like the nature of the Creator and the nature of the creature. It's the same here. We're never trying to understand who's wrong, who's right, who's greater, who's smaller, because they're all holy. Holy meaning they attained dvikut, the quality of bestowal, which is something we have no idea about. And it's not for us to even try and interfere between them. Who are we? It just shows us which of the books we should take, which of the Kabbalah books we should take for our studies. But to begin with, to us, all of them are from our perspective, they're all right. But with respect to the advancement of the soul, you want to take the books that interpret the method of the Ari clearly and accurately and correctly from beginning to end, according to what they write. So other than the books of Baal Sulam, to date, we have no other books with which we can achieve our goal. Now I'm preoccupied with arranging the introduction to the book, and afterwards I'll create the index and the glossary, and my troubles stretch my time. Also, these are works I'm not accustomed to, and hence they are postponed from day to day. And about the new synagogue, the new seminary, I enjoyed very much, and I wanted to hear what was happening in the other seminary that we were hoping to create in the old city of Jerusalem. Regards to all, Yehuda Leib.
We know that this also didn't really work. Built a few places.
Renovated
a few places, and then eventually moved from one place to the next. From Jerusalem, they moved from one place to the next. Then in Jaffa, then in Tel Aviv, then in Bnei Brak, until all of this was as a result of different bothering questions. There's a question from that we see from the whole world: how does a Kabbalist who is found in the upper worlds can make a mistake if he lived the spiritual reality he wrote about? Because his books were written from clear attainment, weren't they? That's correct, but if I belong to the arm of Adam HaRishon, or the leg, or the shoulder of Adam HaRishon, or to the ear, or the brain, or the finger, and the hand, or on the leg of Adam HaRishon, if the root of my soul is originally from these different places in the general Pertzuf, then accordingly, even though I perceive the true picture, but I perceive it on my behalf. My ten sefirot, that I, let's say, belong to the arm, to the left arm of Adam HaRishon, this is where my root of the soul is. The difference, certain Sefirah of Gvorah, and inside the Sefirah Gvorah, there is Sefirah Chesed inside the Gvorah, inside the Dat, inside Yesod, inside, and ta 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 ta. And this is where my soul originated. Okay? That's it. Now, even though I, during my corrections, reach my 10 complete Sefirot, and I've finished my correction, and I understand this entire structure up till my degree, in Chesed, in Gvorah, in Yesod, in ta 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 ta, inside the left arm of Adam HaRishon, up till this degree from below upwards, I understand completely everything, as Baal HaSulam tells us in the introduction to the Book of Zohar, that if I attain the world of Asiyah, even entirely, and in the world of Asiyah, I have the entire Naran Chai, then besides Nefesh, the light of Nefesh in the world of Asiyah, the rest of the lights, right? Ruach Neshama Chaya Yechida, are attained by me. I attain them in the world of Asiyah, but they are not permanently there and not completely attained by me, but only with relation to me, from my perspective. And he explains it in the introduction to the Book of Zohar. So the same thing is here. I attain everything out of my soul. And then I might have finished my correction, but I don't have the knowledge about the structure of Adam HaRishon to be able to tell about it in general, but only from my level, my point. I'm not making a mistake with respect to my degree, with respect to myself. But if I'll explain, I can explain it only from my perspective and with respect to the infrastructure of the system that is a lot broader and higher than me. Till the general end of correction, I don't know, I can't explain. Until the final end of correction, I cannot explain. Then later we'll have the incorporation between the souls and we can't really explain what will happen. But for now, in the meanwhile, I remain in the place, in my place. I finished my correction, I rose to the root of my soul, which is, let's say, in Gvura, the Adam HaRishon, and the left arm, as if, seemingly. And that's it. Whereas, again, as Baal HaSulam writes, that besides Rashbi and his generation, who have attained all 125 general degrees, up till the times of the Ari, no one attained such an attainment. This entire stature, the general stature of Adam HaRishon. From the days of the Ari, till the days of Baal HaSulam, no one attained the entire level of Adam HaRishon, the entire stature of Adam HaRishon. This is why what they wrote, they themselves didn't make a mistake on their level, on their degree. And they have attained, and truly is, like the people are asking, there's no lie in one's attainment. There's only a resemblance to the general degree, stature of Adam HaRishon, if the soul didn't attain it, if it's not the root of its soul. This is why it turns out that Rashbi, Ari, and Baal HaSulam are these three pillars that have attained the entire stature of Adam HaRishon. And this is why we study from them, their texts. That's it. And besides, just for the future, know that we don't enter into disputes. We don't scrutinize everything. Or we can send them to these writings. It's not that we oppose or we favor. It shouldn't look as if we do. These are the original texts. As much as each and everyone understands, he understands. As much as he's not, he doesn't understand. But for us, it is just another proof that we study only the writings of Baal HaSulam and disseminate them and them solely. Cesar Valerio from Brazil is asking, does it matter in which part do I belong in Adam HaRishon? To which part do I belong in Adam HaRishon? First of all, he doesn't know. And will never know. And no one will tell him. Until he won't attain it. As it is written, you're not the one who has to finish the work and you cannot excuse yourself from it. And this is why each and everyone has to reach his own individual end of correction and to help the rest of the souls to reach the general end of correction. And when we will reach this incorporation as corrected souls, then there will be no difference between each and every one of us. It wouldn't matter. The place of our place in Adam HaRishon would not matter. There's no harm in being in the lowermost place On the contrary, after the incorporation, you reach the highest place and everyone are equal. Yes, we see how Kabbalists, Bala Sulam is writing about these Kabbalists, and I've heard you saying once that it doesn't matter if we explain the wisdom not really precisely, so I wanted to ask regarding about the difference between us and them, and how much it matters that we need to be, and how much can we be accurate. No. If you study from higher original texts and from a source as Rashbi Ari or Baal Sulam, then you receive 10 general sefirot, the light from these 10 general sefirot. And then definitely your soul belongs there. And if you learn from different texts, I explain it very, very roughly, so only so that you understand. But if you receive the light through souls who don't belong to the rule of these 10 original sefirot, then you receive the light in a somewhat sided way. I can't really, well. If we have the structure of Adam Rishon, and everything there is in this structure is arranged according to Gimel Kavim, three lines, from above downwards, because there is such a providence called Shorish Din Rachamim. And if you receive from this entire structure, in general, this providence comes to you from there, and this is yourself. So I receive it, it doesn't matter which soul I am and what I am. But if I receive this light from a soul that is not originally from this general structure of Adam Rishon, but from some side of it, even though it is completely corrected individually, and it is found in its own end of corrections. When I receive from the soul, I receive from, I receive something that does not fit, that definitely does not fit my soul. It's not 100% fits my soul. Meaning it's light that does not come from this general structure of Adam Rishon. And then it doesn't matter who studies. Rather, it all already comes from a certain, of course it is a corrected bestowal, but it comes through an individual, certain individual correction of the soul. The fact that he did attain or did attain, it doesn't matter how much he has attained. It's not my degree. I wish to be equal to his spiritual degree in 1% to that Rashash or those rabbis, Kabbalists he's talking about. But when I receive from him, I receive this light from his correction, I receive a light that does not come from the entire structure of Adam Rishon. Well, this is more or less, maybe we can explain it this way. But these are things which, this is why I'm always saying that we shouldn't mind in these explanations and try to understand them or not. The only thing I have to take for my own here is a summary. Summary for myself to not be smart, but to know that these books are for me. And I don't want to read more than this. I don't want to open more books than the ones that are meant for me. That's it. If I clarified it for myself, then whatever we have that is more than this is not important to me. And also the ones who begin to study, see how much the method and the explanation and the expression of Baal Sulam really fit us. Whereas The rest are, maybe they fit someone, and there are such people, but the ones who didn't really reach the necessity to correct themselves, it might be nice for them to philosophize or to imagine different forms, and you understand that they're still ready to remain in their gematrias or different other methods, which don't bring a person exactly to correction. Whoever feels an awakening of the point in the heart, truly feels this awakening, will never feel comfortable with anything else beside the articles and the introductions and Talmud Sefirot of Baal HaSulam. Even with the Book of Zohar, you won't feel as comfortable, because the style is very distant, very remote, very far from us. Just the style, the way it is written, it's not as Rashbi is, what are we talking about? But I'm talking about the style. Also the Ari. Look how he's not interpreted, he's not explained, it's not written. He didn't write, it wasn't written in one flow. Correct that, know that before the creatures were emanated, etc. He tries to go this way. But you see how later it becomes very complex. Because he didn't write it as a book, he just spoke. And that's it. And doing your speech, you always jump from one side to another. You have already students before whom you speak. Yes. In our dissemination, to which extent can we, or how important it is that we would be accurate in these matters, that we actually convey the words of Baal HaSulam. And let's say your teachings, let's say in the campus or different places, we need to teach as much as we understand them. And along with the original text, it's not as if we give a lecture on our own, but we teach from these original texts so that the student also is being used to read from Baal HaSulam, and he begins to learn from there, and he repeats these texts and reads them all over again. We need to teach a person to read Baal HaSulam. This is first and foremost, and as much as he understands and as much as he used it, that's already his. But to bring him to the understanding of these texts in the simplest, just verbal way, just to read his interpretations and the way the sentence is built and his dictionary and how it is connected to us, we have to connect it to Baal HaSulam's text. That's what each and every one of us has to do. That's actually the study, and the rest is one's, the student's internal study. How much strength does he want to receive from there in order to realize whatever is there inside the text? And from this text, we read only about the acts of bestowal of the Creator, to which we have to resemble. Yes, Danny. In Kufir Gimim below, he explains how before the Tzimtzum, everything was one complete light. What did the act of restriction? No. This is not really according to the flow of this letter. We're talking about something different. What does it mean that the soul belongs to the general part of Adam HaRishon? Can you explain it, please?
No, I can't explain it. There are souls that out of their structure, say according to the midline, they reach like the top of the middle line, and from their level, from their height, and in terms of their structure, they belong to the general Adam Rishon. And there are souls that belong to a certain side, a certain part of Adam Rishon. I won't say that it's true, but I would resemble Rashbi, Ari, and Bala Sulam to like the two millennia. But it's only for purposes of explanation. Rashbi being the interpreter of the first during the first 2000, the Ari was the interpreter in the second 2000, and Bala Sulam in the last 2000. Understand? Perhaps you can kind of talk about the ratio or relation between them. And we learn that by making scrutinies here, all the lights come through previous souls until they come to us, and here we receive the smallest light. All the lights remain above, never mind. But the power of the scrutiny that Rashbi made in his time and in the Ari at the end of the exile, and Bala Sulam at the beginning of the redemption. So. A question from Kazakhstan. What's the meaning of a present being drawn specifically to the books of Bala Sulam? His style and his interpretations and his commentaries, his explanations, the way in which he arranged his writings is very close to us, to our generation. It's scientific, it's didactic, and the Kabbalists, not even the Ari, what they wrote, well, first of all, they didn't write, they spoke. The Zohar was written in the language of legends and stories and all kinds of depictions. And even if Bala Sulam adds his commentary there, his commentary is intended for those who are already deep in the study and in attainment. So the Zohar with the Sulam commentary is not really a study book. But to the extent that a person begins to attain and feel the spiritual reality, then this book begins to speak to him. And before that, it's just kind of stands there and waits, the Book of Zohar, even with the Sulam commentary. And Talmud HaSefirot, the study of the Ten Sefirot, is the primary book from which we draw all of our knowledge about the structure. And according to the study, we want and draw surrounding lights. Now the question is this, by reading articles of Bala Sulam, introductions, aren't we drawing more surrounding lights than during Talmud HaSefirot? It's written about that a person learns only in the place where his heart desires. And this is why our study is divided into both. And this is why we need to give time to Talmud HaSefirot, even though to understand matters, and our desire grows through understanding nonetheless. So we need to try to deeply, to open in depth his introductions and articles. And in this way we'll understand better what was written in Talmud HaSefirot, how it was written, how we should enter it. Yes. We have a question concerning the translations of Bala Salam's books. From what you explained now, how can we... Until today, we've translated, say, to English, Shamati. Now, soon we'll publish the Book of Zohar, the introduction of the Book of Zohar in English, and the book Kabbalah for the Beginner, the one we study during the lessons. It's a full translation into English. In the spirit, not to mention the verbal translation, I'm talking about the spirit, is certainly there already. And there's no problem for a person to learn from these books. Although it would be good to gradually come to understand the Hebrew too. Not so he would kind of switch to that. It's not possible for everyone, and it's not mandatory for everyone. But nevertheless, many words and definitions should at least be heard in Hebrew. In their explanation into his own language. But he should at least hear it in Hebrew, the way it's built. There's no light without Kli, and no Olo Kli. Olyon is Nimtza B'menucha Mochletet, the upper light is in complete rest. Yigati V'matzati, I labored and found. All kinds of definitions. Kesho La'ol V'chamor L'masar, as an ox to the burden and as a donkey to the load. Ani Aver Oshaniti, I the Lord do not change. All kinds of kind of slogans, not to mention the explanation to the words, if it's short, concise. Because it'll give him more of the spirit of the things. What the way they thought about them and expressed them. So I recommend it. The study in itself, the reason, the understanding of things can be learned in your own language. But these keys, these points were that put together the whole logic and understanding of it. And all of these big texts, when you attach it to the source, you attach it through words and phrases in the original language in Hebrew. And I see that sooner or later, that's the way it goes. It just happens. In other words, you don't have to study Hebrew in order and study and read it in it, but you do need to know the definitions and meaning of the words, of the basic words. Yes. Why is it important to know the word in Hebrew? A word like Kli O Masach. Well, first of all, through these words, you can understand us better. That's one. Two, in the combination of letters in these words, there are many things that here and there we learn. Like O Avir. Kabbalists use it. What can you do? To emphasize what happens. The Yud coming in, the Yud coming out. From the of O and Avir, talking about that. While we're at it. So in the word itself, there is a kind of, like a code. And also, all kinds of connections by which we connect. When we speak, I just say Kli. I think anyone who's learning with us say the word Kli and understand what it means. Ask anyone what a Kli is, they won't be able to tell you in Hebrew. They'll explain it in English or Russian or French or whatever. But the concept in itself, And that's the way it should be. Just like in medicine, in music, in math, you have words that are taken from some basic language, Latin in medicine, Italian in music, in Greek or whatever, in math. So that's the way it is in Kabbalah. There's no way around it. It'll be, they will be used for sure. Parts of light. How are you going to say, oh, chaya? Light of chaya. What? Light of animal? What are you going to, how are you going to say it? Yeah, so that's what they do. I can see that Baal Sulam's method, it's like a master key, and the one who understands it understands all the Kabbalists. I've said yes. Those who study according to the Baal Sulam's writings today don't need any other writings. We can see how without Baal Sulam you can't understand what they wrote, and only to the extent that we understand him we approach the other texts, and the way we read them or what we understand of what they write according to what we understand of him, of Baal Sulam, and what we read in the other texts, we translate what they write into his Baal Sulam style, and then we understand. That's the way it always is. Take even Ramchal, who was huge. When you read his books, you have to translate his books that are written in Hebrew, of course. But you have to translate it, to translate the Ramchal's language into Baal Sulam's language. You do that internally while reading, and then you understand what Ramchal probably meant. Because to understand him, it's impossible. And that's how it is with everyone. All the writings. Because what he gave us is a key to understanding the whole of the wisdom of Kabbalah. But to people who haven't actually discovered, in whom the point in the heart hasn't emerged, in the Bchinat Dalet, they have some craving in the point, and they're of youth. They're not yet in Bchinat Dalet. They're in either one of the Shorosh Aleph Bet Gimel. They want other writings too. They also want some actions too. They still don't have a clear understanding that spirituality is internal attainment without any external actions. They don't have a clear understanding and perception, sensation, that it's only from writings such as Baal Sulam's, and that it comes only through internal effort, regardless of blessings or whatever. It depends on the depth of the emergence of the point in the heart. Yes. How do you... what do you think today? Say a person is attached to the method of Baal Sulam, to the Kabbalists, to their instructions, who disseminates. Can he go through the 125 degrees of corrections? Is there a need for a person to go through the 125 degrees of correction? I don't know what you're talking about. Everyone has to reach the root of his soul. And for me, reaching the root of my soul, and for you or for anyone else, even if one belongs to the ankle of Adam HaRishon, and another to his forehead, makes no difference. For everyone, the way is divided into 125 degrees. It's not a question of the level, but if I reach the level of 20 or number 2, for one I have to go up 20 steps, and for the for the 20th level, I have to go 125. It's all the same. Our depiction is just incorrect. But everyone reaches the top. Because, well, okay, perhaps this way you'll understand it. We have 10 Sefirot of Rashah and 10 Sefirot of Chozer, 10 Sefirot in height and 10 Sefirot on width, like perpendicular and horizontal. So if I'm integrated in my private correction in the middle of this square structure of 10 Sefirot this way and 10 Sefirot that way, it doesn't matter. Let's say this is from Keter to Malchut, and you have horizontal from Keter to Malchut. That's the structure of Adam Rishon. 10 Sefirot of Yeshar, 10 Sefirot of Rochozer, upper triangle, lower triangle, you know the way we learned it. If I get from my root, which is here in some Sefirah, then in my correction I have to reach the Sefirah of Keter, my place in that Sefirah. Everything is included in everything. This is why saying that if I am in Adam HaRishon, in some Sefira, say Hod, and I only have to reach up to Hod, I have to get to Keter, and in Keter I have to attain the whole structure, but from the perspective of Hod in that structure. This is why he says that here there can be a mistake. If I begin to interpret the wisdom of Kabbalah through my soul, which is corrected not in a kind of collective way towards everyone else. But it's not that up to his own degree there was no mistake in it, in what he attained himself. The mistake was in interpreting from his situation towards more general things, which he didn't understand, we didn't attain. What about the writings of the Rav Kook? Doesn't matter which writings. Are they relevant to our generation? No. Rav Kook wrote in a very, very difficult way. People who read it don't. Today they have no understanding what he wrote. It's pure Kabbalah. This person was in real high attainment. He and Baal HaSulam understood each other. But his style, his writing, his teachings are completely inappropriate for us. Regrettably, he is not understood. He is not... The people don't agree with him. Even those who do claim to be his successors hide his writings, change his writings. There are testimonies to that from people who do know about it. Not me. I'm not determining anything here. And all of that is a result of a lack of understanding of what he did and what he wanted. But again, what does it matter for us, all these things that belong to politics and education and all that? We have to learn from what we were given to learn. And as a result, perhaps we'll understand what Rav Kook is writing. And still, with great, great efforts, once you thoroughly understand Baal HaSulam, you can approach the writings of the Rav Kook. And with great difficulty, because of his style, his really kind of florid language, his very high language, which is all really light. It's not so much in the Kelim. That's why we have such a big problem with it. So we understand, but you know, you know, afterwards you say, okay, so what did he want to say? And then you'll see that you take it back to the language of Ba'al HaSulam, and then you can explain it. All of his writings and all of his speeches come from the perspective of the light, not from the perspective of the Kili. Yes. We're taught that during the study, we have to feel the material during task. We have to feel the task. His intellectual study of the meaning of the words, say when I open the book at home, can that contribute to my progress or will it confuse me? Now, the definitions are best to study when a person is alone in his has a desire to study. Sometimes there's a desire to understand different writings. But if it's a desire to study, then definitions are always good. Yeah, for sure. For sure. To the extent, well, the more accurately a person knows them, the better. It'll help.
In the Mount of Sinai, if I remember the quotation properly, it is written that the nation saw the sound. Does this mean that it's a matter of attainment? What does it mean to see the sound regarding spiritual attainment? Well, speak about it another time. You're deviating a bit. We'll switch to the second part of the lesson, study from test.